This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Caleb Williams to me, Matt, wow, he looked bad. And I get it. He's a rookie. It's his first game, all that kind of stuff. But, bro, what the hell did I watch there in Chicago? That is not the Caleb Williams that I was anticipating at all. From a quarterback standpoint, he was an abs. I thought he was a mess. His throws were all over the place. His feet were just, I mean, could you just set your feet one time?
Yeah.
Set your feet and just throw the ball, you know? And obviously there was a drop touchdown pass from Keenan Allen as well. But overall, Caleb Williams just, it was a bit of a mess there in Chicago.
Oh, for sure. How great, though, for the Bears that their number one overall pick, you know, this prince that was promised type, is objectively horrible in his debut, 93 yards, 29 pass attempts, and they win the game. That's classic Bears stuff. I mean, shoot, the Bears are the Bears, baby. They went on the back of defense, and thanks to Will Levis.
Special teams,
which, by the way, Will Levis, that surrender cobra, I mean, in the middle of a play after kind of like flipping it for no reason, probably the greatest play of the season already. I'm ready to say it. So there was that. Talk about troubling performance, Will Levis against this Bears defense. But yeah, I think the stat that perfectly encapsulates Caleb Williams is that on throws where he held the ball longer than 2.5 seconds, he went 3 of 13 for 34 yards. That's a 23.1% completion rate if you're not big on the math. It felt that way watching him, where, you know, a lot of the stuff that he did on Sunday I thought was just – it was very, I know this sounds like old boomer analysis, but it's the truth. Mm-hmm. Like, can't get away with that in the NFL, kid. Can't get away with that in the NFL. Like, did it in college, not going to work in the league. A lot of that type of, you know, the Raptors testing the fence, seeing what they can get away with. I think he learned a lot of lessons. That brutal sack that he took comes to mind. The fact that he completed zero of his passes beyond 15 air yards. You know, there were some times where you saw the arm talent, but you also saw him kind of like needlessly try to show off that arm talent from an angles perspective. So hopefully settles in, gets a little more comfortable, because this was definitely a rocky debut against a defense that I think outkicked my expectations.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I don't think Tennessee's defense is that great. You know, I think you could argue that this is the best setup a rookie quarterback has ever seen coming into start number one. I mean, you've got three guys that, you know, are at an all-pro, you know, could be potential all-pros here. You know, when we're talking about Keenan Allen, who is an all-pro, you know, DJ Moore should have been an all-pro. And Rome Odunze, sky's the limit. Right. So, and the tight end room, again, pretty good pass catching tight end room. The running back room, pretty solid as well. So, you couldn't ask for a better landing spot if you're Caleb Williams. You just got to be able to put together a better performance, man. Like, yeah, I think the coaching staff, I don't know if you agree, but I felt like the coaching staff tried to get him on track with quick throws. And a lot of times he just, he either didn't trust the read or he just didn't want to throw that read. And to your point, man, just the holding of the ball and the happy feet, it just, that was an ugly, ugly watch. It really was.
Yeah, I will say the one area that is concerning is the interior of the offensive line. I thought Tennessee was able to, and they do have some good players on this defensive line. I thought they were really able to rattle him with pressure up the middle, which that doesn't say anything to Caleb Williams. Every quarterback pretty much gets rattled
for
by
sure.
pressure up the middle.
Yep.
So he just has to know how to evade in the pocket and not bail out of the pocket. That's the thing that's going to crush him in the league, in my opinion.